Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millette, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there doing things for your family, you're doing things, you know, for the generations, quote unquote, yet to come, guys, you're creating a legacy. And we want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says legacy building. You can find us on social media. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook. Yes, you can. Exit Strategies Radio Show. Please, please, please go there. Like our content. Please share our content, guys. It is extremely important to us that our word, our mission is met by reaching as many people as possible. Guys, you can go to wjnigospel.com, or you can go to oldschool92.com as well, guys, and go to podcast. You'll find Exit Strategies Radio Show there under the podcast tab. Feel free to share that. While you're sitting at your computer, maybe you're at work, you listen to WJNI, maybe you like to get down with the get down with old school hip hop. I know, I'm guilty. Look here, if that's you, look here, while you're listening at work, click on our podcast, guys, and listen to our show. And feel free to share it, obviously, from the page as well. Guys, we're extremely excited. We're extremely excited about the opportunities that are available to you all. And today's show is going to kind of be a recap and highlight of some of the different things that are available to you, our listeners, in your quest for home ownership, guys. Now, some of you already own a home, and some of you automatically said, well, that don't fit me. We're going to talk about some stuff that fits you too. All right. So we want to make sure that we kind of sprinkle this information out to you. Guys, we are working on, got some good stuff, if you will, over on the horizon that's coming, and we're extremely excited about it. I don't want to give away too much. Last week, guys, was kind of a down week as we kind of strategized and planned. So we have some upcoming meetings. We're going to be sharing some great information that is very, very, very useful and helpful, we believe, for our community, for you, our listeners. So please make sure that you continue to tune in. Always have to give a shout out to our listeners, our loyal listeners. There's a number of you guys, and we see you all in the streets, and you're sharing with us how, you know, you're tuned in, you know, you enjoy what we're doing. You enjoy the fact, or you're pleased with the fact, that we are seeking to deliver information, useful, relevant information to our community. You know, many times and oftentimes people are only focused on, quote unquote, what they can get from our community versus giving to it. Now, the information, the things that we talk about on this show are our thoughts, our positions, our opinions, not the opinion of this station or anyone else for that matter. All right. However, these opinions that we give freely. Yes, we do. So look, we're extremely excited about today's show, and we're going to kind of just jump straight in. So we are quickly approaching June. Oh my goodness. Seemed like 2021 just begun, and now all of a sudden we almost halfway into the year. Many of you are challenged. Many of you are struggling, trying to make sense of it all. You know, most of us are inundated with the media and inundated with social media and opinions and views and all this stuff. And it gets to be just too much, because what it does, it clouds your thought process. Yeah, that's true. Think about it. Oftentimes the views and opinions that you may express are influenced significantly by the views and opinions of those who are around you. And most of you are saying, well, look here, I'm home, or I ain't with a bunch of people. Or some of you are saying that. Some of y'all at the party at the club all the time. And hey, that's your prerogative. But when you're inundated with the media, when you're inundated with social media and opinions and views that, you know, seem to be so rampant and broad, oftentimes information is spread without verification and without context. What do you do with that? You know, you're not able to take a Bible verse to your pastor and understand and have context and interpretation. You as the individual must realize and kind of what I'll say is you have to form your own opinion from it, you know, without insight. You know, most times you're not asking the person when they make a post or a comment what they mean by that. You're simply jumping to a conclusion or making an assumption based upon whatever thought process, feeling, or whatever you may be in at that moment. And in turn, that plays out on your stage. See, we forget about your stage when we're looking at other people perform on theirs. You have a stage as well. So we want to make sure that we are focused, want to make sure that we are recognizing, you know, the influences that others have on us and around us. And sometimes it is necessary to tune out. Yeah, it is. So guys, we're going to start and we're going to talk about what is available to you. Yeah, that look here, if this was a sermon today, that's how we would start off right there. That would be the text. You know, that's the part where the pastor, look here, for y'all pastors is listening this morning and you all in leadership in the church. Now y'all don't throw rocks and stones at me now. But look here, that's the point right there when the pastor laid the text and everybody sit down. So what's available to you? What's available to you? So we've been inundated. We've been bombarded with real estate, no houses. We're not being bombarded with people buying houses every day, people selling houses every day. There's lots of inventory, may not be available inventory, if you will, or what you can see as available inventory, but there's a lot of opportunity that's still there. So that we've talked about a number of times over the last couple of weeks, trying to rehash that, but also reaffirm that, because many of you are struggling. You get this information here, then you go to social media and you see someone has posted something that is completely contrary. Well, that's their experience, because what we have been doing here, as I tell people all the time, is, you know, as of late, you know, it's like we're quietly working, because, you know, when we're being loud and boisterous, people pay attention to that. Don't get me wrong. But what I've noticed and found is that as we have gotten quiet and just went to work, we're able to get more stuff done. We're able to get more people in the homes. We're able to help more people get their homes sold. So much so that it's been a pretty constant event here as of late. While so many are challenged, and not saying that there aren't challenges to what we do, but while so many are challenged and not able to help their buyer at all find a home, we're meeting people's needs because we're focused on the work and not on being seen doing it. So we're really focused, and we want to make sure that you all understand what is available. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to start with and talk about one of our programs. All right. So I'm going to start with our Home for Heroes program. So many of you have heard our commercials. Guys, we're running, you know, ads, additional ads now. So maybe you're picking up hearing those out on the airwaves about our Home for Heroes program and the fact that my team, my office, we are a local Home for Heroes affiliate. Now, what does that mean to you? So for those of you who are military, obviously, and not saying this exclusively military. So please, for those of you who are, you know, other workers, essential workers, please don't take that to be an offense. Law enforcement, for you guys that may be riding around in the car this morning, first and foremost, be safe out there. You know, to be very direct about it, we need police. There's a reason for you. And in turn, we appreciate what you do out there. It may not be said to you often, may not be said to you at all. Oftentimes people are pointing the finger, but we do appreciate what you do. Our firefighters, our EMS, our school teachers. Oh, our school teachers. Look here, we need to be praying for y'all for sure, because you guys are in such a very precarious position. You're trying to educate and inform and shape our youth. And oftentimes, to be very direct about it, you're doing it seemingly alone, because on the other side of the table, there's so many that are not helping to shape their youth or shape the youth at home properly. That is another conversation and a question for another day and another show. All right. But we thank you for what you do. So our military, our firefighters, our law enforcement, our EMS, our school teachers, our nurses, our doctors, our healthcare workers, all of you guys qualify for this program. So it's very simple. There's no hoops to jump through, no red tape. It's very simple. You use myself, use my team. You make sure they know that you're a hero and in turn enroll you in the program, which is as simple as, hey, your name, your phone number, your email, hey, they're a hero. And in turn, what happens is we give up a portion of our commission as a referral fee to Home for Heroes, who then sends you a rebate after closing of 25% of the commission that we earn. And if you are a seller, then in turn, we give you a rebate or discount at closing, whichever way we can shape the program for you. But either way, you get that rebate or discount as well. All right. So that's huge. The reason that's huge is because, to be very frank about it, we want to reward you. And our average hero receives a rebate of over $2,400. So imagine, if you will, doing a transaction, getting full service, getting great client service, if you will, and then in turn, getting a rebate, our reward, our thank you to you for what you do in our communities, because you are very, very important. So guys, for more information on that program, you can go to Exit Low Country. That's one word all together right there. Exit Low Country Heroes. Heroes.com, exitlowcountryheroes.com, or you can give one of our agents a call. And guys, you should know the number, but here you're going to get it again, 843-619-3005. Guys, we want to make sure that we are letting our heroes know how important they are to us, that you all understand that, you know, we have programs, and we're going to talk about some other programs as we kind of go through, but some of these programs can be layered together. So we just talked about program where you guys can get a rebate. Again, our average hero gets a rebate of over $2,400. But again, there you go. You can get a rebate. So you can get some money back from the transaction or from the agent as a thank you for what you do. All right. So that's huge. So we're going to talk about some other programs here after we come back from this break. And you can layer some of these programs together. So what is available to you? What is available to you? So guys, look, we're coming up on our first break. As always, I want to thank you for listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I want you to stay tuned. I want you to get the SERP out the cabinet, flip the flapjack, guys, and we will be right back. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to the show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat. Our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That's what we do. So while you're making things happen in your family, in your community, you're doing things to create and build a legacy, not necessarily just for you and your remembrance, if you will, but you're doing it to make an impact and a difference in the lives that are yet to come. Guys, your legacy building, he wants you to put a hashtag on that that says that's what you're doing. You can find us on social media, YouTube, Facebook. Yes, you can. Exit Strategy Radio Show. Please share our content. You can catch us. Our podcast is now on WJNI. So WJNIGospel.com or on Old School 92. So if you get down with the Get Down, Natty Heavy, Terry Bass over there, look here, they be putting it in. Look here, I'm hip hop head and I can't listen to this stuff now. Woo, Lord, it do something to me. So look, If you're listening over there, go to podcast, click. Exit Strategies Radio Show is there. Please listen. Please share it. Guys, it's extremely important to us that we reach as many as we can to let people know that they have options. So thank you for tuning back in, for staying put. And we were talking before the break, we're starting to get in and talk about programs. So we were talking about a program that we do, Home for Heroes, all right? So myself, my team, we are an affiliate Home for Heroes agent. Now, what does that mean for you? Very simply, that means that if you're a local hero, so if you're a school teacher, if you're an EMS, firefighter, law enforcement, if you are a healthcare worker, healthcare worker, and military, guys, you qualify for this program. Our average hero receives a rebate after closing of over $2,400. So we're extremely excited not to do that program because we've been doing this for a number of years. And currently I'm the number five or fifth ranked, highest ranked Home for Heroes agent in the state of South Carolina. My goal is to be number one. We're in the top 40 or 50 of agents that are in the country. My goal is to be in the top 25, all right? So it is important to me that we serve and help our heroes. Guys, it is no red tape, no hoopla, so to speak. We're merely simply giving back to those who give so much to our community. The work that you all do matters in our community, and we want to reward you for that. So you can go to exitlowcountryheroes.com. If you're at work, maybe you're in healthcare, maybe you're sitting in dispatch, y'all got a radio going in the background, you're listening, what have you, please feel free to go to exitlowcountryheroes.com. Guys, and you can get more information about the program. It's very simple. You can register for more information there, or you can give our office a call and talk to one of our agents about the program, 843-619-3005. Guys, we're going to move on. Also, now look, that's a rebate, so I want to keep it in that line. So I'm going to jump to no down payment. Yeah, many of you struggle. So as I was talking before the break, many of you can layer some of these programs together. So if you're a hero, first and foremost, there are some programs that are available to you that you will qualify for simply by being a hero, an essential person or essential worker. Let me phrase that. Let me take that back, guys, before y'all go off. An essential worker, if you will, or a hero in our community. The Palmetto Heroes program, guys, still has some funds available. It's getting pretty close to the end. So if you qualify, great. There's down payment assistance. On top of that, you get a rebate from us. So guys, you can layer up between the two programs and get a significant amount of money, one to your down payment and the other as a rebate after closing. So technically you can layer up well over $10,000 towards your home purchase. That is huge. All right. So let's time out because we want to make sure we hover there for a moment. So where do you get that information from? Well, you can register or seek more information on any property available for sale in South Carolina. You can find out any property that you're looking at buying, whether it's on the market or not. You want to know what programs may be available for down payment assistance. You can go to no, that's N-O, down payment, N-O, so no, down payment, S-C for South Carolina.com, all right? Or give our agents a call, 843-619-3005, and ask. We recently just had someone who inquired about a property in the Hollywood area, and there was over $18,000, $18,000 of down payment assistance programs that were available on that home. That is huge. And guys, we typically see at least five, sometimes $10,000 plus that is available in down payment assistance for a lot of properties, guys, that we have people that are seeking to purchase. So please make sure that you register or go to that site for more information. And it's a simple question, guys, simple questionnaire. If you're looking in a certain area, general specific area, you can find out what programs may be available by city, by municipality, zip code, et cetera. You can kind of find out what may be available. Now, does that mean that you qualify for everything? No, ma'am, no, sir. However, you can find out what is available and what programs you may be able to qualify for. And in turn, we can get you connected to a professional to help you with that as far as the financing goes. there is a lot of down payment programs that are still available. Some of them went away over years ago. When I first started in the business, I saw down payment programs. I saw people get over $80,000 in down payment assistance. It was quite shocking as a newer agent once I understood and found out about the programs that were available. Now, these funds have whittled down significantly over the years. They're kind of ramping back up a little bit here and there. But nonetheless, there are programs that are available. And we don't want you to miss. We do not want you to miss what is available. Now, does that mean that you need to, should seek out down payment assistance? Maybe, maybe not. If your situation warrants it, guys, we want to have that conversation. And we will give you professional advice on how to navigate that process, all right? A lot of people are telling you that in this market, you know, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. The reality is that everyone's situation is unique. If you qualify for down payment assistance, if you can get the down payment assistance, then at that point in time, why not take advantage of it and in turn work to make the down payment assistance work for you, all right? So guys, look, please go to NO, downpaymentscforsouthcarolina.com to register for more and find out more information on that site, all right, on down payment assistance programs, all right? So guys, we kind of jumped all over, and this we're talking about things that are available to you. So imagine if you're a hero, you're a teacher, in that scenario where maybe you're looking out in the Hollywood area. Let's say that you're able to qualify for the down payment assistance programs that kind of added up to over 18,000. You put that or couple that with a rebate, and now we're talking 20,000, maybe even more $1,000 that may be available to you. So we don't want to miss these opportunities, guys. And again, sometimes we can leverage and layer these things together to work for your good. We don't want you to miss what is available to you, all right? So we want to kind of jump around, because many of you are, you know, trying to figure out or otherwise considering what your options are. Maybe you're a seller, maybe you're struggling, maybe you're a renter. So for those of you who know people that are renting, excuse me, and also sellers, that you're kind of struggling with, you know, things that happened during COVID, all right? Obviously, there were some interruptions in work, some brief, some extended, some unintended, some intentional. Nonetheless, we want to focus on and let you know there's help available. All right, so if you're a renter, you're struggling, or have found yourself behind on your rent and you can't figure out how to catch up, there are programs available to assist you, okay? So I want you to call one of our agents, 843-619-3005, and tell them that you are seeking assistance. We're here to help, all right? That's what we're here for, all right? So there's a number of programs that are available. We're working on trying to put together a community event here, hopefully soon, with our office in order to help make the information more readily available. Okay. But for those of you who are struggling, who need help, then we want you to know that there are options that are available to you based upon federal monies that were made available. So again, if you need help paying rent, you know, that kind of thing, there are programs that are available, and please reach out, please contact one of our team so they can help you find the resources and help that you need. If you are a property owner, perhaps maybe you yourself experienced some type of setback, loss of income, maybe it's a renter, maybe it's just your individual loss of income due to COVID, there are programs that are available to you as well. And we want to make sure that you know and understand that. If you are a landlord and your tenant is having difficulties or had difficulties related to COVID, and in turn they're running behind on rent, you can apply and receive back rent paid for through a program on behalf of the tenant. So we want to make sure that you're not missing out. I've heard stories, I've talked to people that have called seeking assistance, trying to figure out what they can do. I know that sometimes landlords are, you know, they unfortunately are not connected. If you are a tenant, let your landlord know. If you are an owner and maybe just kind of for whatever reason you're concerned about, you know, submitting for help on behalf of a tenant, we want to let you know there's options. And a lot of times what's happening is people are not getting the information and not utilizing the information. And in turn, they're creating far worse situations. You know, they're trying to evict tenants that they could have gotten compensation for, and perhaps the tenant could have been able to pay them going forward. So we want to make sure that we are letting you all know about the resources and things that are available to you. It is important. It is important that we share this information within our community. We miss out in our community because we are so untrusting, and we have to learn to be engaged. We have to learn how to discern and decipher, but we also have to learn how to trust. We are so afraid that we're going to lose or someone is going to take something from us. But the word teaches us that in order to gain, we have to lose. You cannot gain eternal life without losing your natural life. And I'm not trying to rush nobody nowhere, but we seemingly forget that we have to lose oftentimes in order to gain. And I want to caution you on that as you all go about your day to day. So for those of you who stay tuned, who listen, guys, we had a tremendous show. We put some information out there. We're going to talk next show, kind of drop in some other information for those of you who may be going through, you know, getting someone passed away and dealing with probate. We want to kind of delve further into that and options that are available to you. For those of you who are otherwise in need of help, real estate, financial help, what have you, reach out to our team, reach out to our office, guys, so that we can help you to understand what is available to you. All right. So, guys, you've been listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. As always, I'm your host, Colvin J. Millett. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you out there in them streets.